question.
So again, my name is Taylor Black. This time we're going to look a little bit more on the production and cost sides of crop production in the Southern High Plains. I worked on this with myself, Ms. Donna McAllister, and Mr. Dr. Johnson. We're from the Texas Tech University. So this data is from the Texas Alliance for Water Conservation. Some of the goals that this organization does is develop demonstration projects to capture production practices, technologies, and systems with the intent to promote water efficiency and maintain profitability for producers. The on-farm operations represent an extensive data collected from 2005 to 2016 that show financial and yield performance of the producers in the Southern High Plains. This analysis represents 206 observations from over 30 sites and over 17,000 acres. So for our production analysis, we separated out each observation based on what the irrigation system was. So we looked at SDI, LEPA, LISA, MESA, and dry land. Our equation looked at, we regressed that yield on seasonal rainfall, irrigation, and irrigation squared. So in our analysis, we also added a 0-0 observation to account for if we had zero water applied, if you had zero production to be expected. So based on our regressions, we have an initial 13 inches of water that we set. So if you look at the diagram, it kind of makes a little bit more sense. So if we apply that initial dry land rainfall that we have, that dry land production, and after that is that when that irrigation really starts to make a difference. So for our SDI production systems, you'll see the green line is the regression, and the orange represent our observations. And then we also wanted to highlight the 2011 sites to see if there was any extremities in that year. For SDI, they're pretty much around for where the other observations were. So the producer average irrigation was 14 inches. We were able to produce around 1,476 pounds per acre with a water use efficiency of 105 pounds. For our LEPA systems, again, the blue line will represent our regression, and the light purple dots will be our 2011 sites. So we can see there at 22 inches of total rainfall, you know, we were only able to reduce 500 pounds. So I just wanted to highlight those just to show if there were any outliers there that may have been the reason. For our producer average irrigation, we had 14 inches of water per acre, and then an average lint yield of 1,335 pounds with a water use efficiency of 94 pounds acre inches. For our LISA systems, again, the purple line represents the regression. And here you can actually see some of the 2011 data sets where, you know, we had put on 9 inches of water and didn't have any production at all. And then our observations are represented by the blue. Our producer average irrigation was 12 inches. The average lint yield was 1,200 pounds, or 1,258 pounds, and then a water use efficiency of 104. So for our MESA systems, the producer average irrigation was 10 inches per acre, an average lint yield of 1,183 pounds per acre. And we had it was odd that we got a water use efficiency of 117 pounds per acre. This could just be the data that was available to us for MESA systems. It could just be the amount of water that these producers are actually putting on for that system and still able to maintain a good average yield for what they're putting on. And these were our dry land sites. So this is really interesting too as well. We could see that we need at least an initial 8 inches of water to even make a crop of rainfall. So, you know, on years that we have really dry or even really wet years, we can determine that, seeing that we need at least the 8 inches in order to make a substantial crop. So this is going to be all of the systems plotted together. You can see that the center pivot systems, LISA, LEPA, and MESA, are really pretty close together. We don't see a whole lot of difference in the efficiency use, but our SDI system is going to be the top one there above the other three, and our production is quite different from the other systems. And then our dry land is also there as well. So we also did a variable cost analysis based on our sites. This data was gathered from the TEWC enterprise budgets. So if a site had multiple fields associated with it, we weighted those fields to the associated acres as well to make one single observation. For the variable cost, we had to exclude the 2011 data. There was just a lot of extreme values in there, so it was throwing off a few things. In order to capture the seed income, we did two separate analyses for each set of systems. So we looked at irrigation, and we were able to look at some tillage operations as well. So for our irrigation systems, on the variable cost analysis, on the right will be the total observations for each system. So we did a raw acre per analysis, and then we did a production analysis, which would be dollars per pound for each one. We looked at the average yield and then the gross margin for those systems as well. So what really stands out here is actually the dollars per pound for each one is very similar for each system. So as far as cost-wise, there really isn't a whole lot of difference on a per pound production basis. But when we look at the acres, dollars per acre, we see a big difference in the LISA systems and the MISA systems. But you're also taking a trade-off and looking at lot less gross margin or a cut in yield as well. So we can see the SDI, again, is the highest dollars per acre cost, the highest in dollars per pound, but we're also producing around 1,500 pounds and a gross margin of $447 per acre. So this is with the seed income. So we added the seed income to variable costs to take off that initial income for those producers. So we looked at it again on this level. And again, we can see that the dollars per pound for each system is relatively similar. But also in the dollars per acre, we see a little bit of difference in the MISA and LISA systems. But also we're going to take that extra cut in yield as well. So again, just trade-offs for producers. For our tillage system analysis, so this is one of the first times we've tried to look at the cost per tillage system. Here we kind of lack a little bit of observations on our strip till and no-till, so take that into consideration into the analysis. For conventional tillage, we had the highest cost, but also the highest average yield per acre. On a per pound basis, we didn't see a whole lot of difference in the costs. We can see that no-till is about 6 cents cheaper than some of the other analysis, but again, we only have 12 observations for those sites. And then we looked at that also with the seed income to take in consideration that, and we could see again that no-till significantly lower in dollars per acre, but our average yield wasn't near as high as maybe in the conventional. But in comparison to the rest of the other tillage systems, they were quite similar. Some of the conclusions that we drew from this, the analysis indicates that SDI systems had a higher yield production with little difference shown between the other center pivot systems. This is looking back at those production functions. We could see the SDI was significantly better. Dry land production requires at least 8 inches of rainfall. And then the evaluation of the variable costs by irrigation system shows that SDI had the highest variable cost on a per acre basis and a per unit production basis, but it also had the highest gross margin. And then the evaluation of variable costs by tillage systems shows that a per unit on production basis, there's little difference shown between the systems, but no-till had a lower variable cost per acre. So again, I think this is, we were trying to look at maybe what the interactions were between these different sites. So moving forward with further research, we'd like to see what the combinations, best combinations that possibly could be used for tillage and irrigation systems to get the best evaluation, the best interactions between those. Also, in order to capture the exact water use efficiency, we would need to take into account the dry land yield that should be incorporated in order to account for the increased production on a per unit of irrigation.